met, my dear sister, you're grown very strange, for though every night through the city I range, I have never beheld you this 6 weeks or more. Have you such a full trade at your bedlam's own door, without taking of pains for to walk to and fro? It is well for you, Margery, if it be so. Why, Nancy, what makes you discourse at this rate? It is very well known that I ne'er want a mate. I have lawyers, young merchants, fine sparks of the town, that I need not go slaving and trudge up and down. 'Tis enough for such threadbare poor housewives as you to go cruising about for a tester or two. You are but a strumpet, your friend to degrade. Pray remember, last winter I learned you your trade, and although you have had greater fortune than I, yet a friend you have found me, you cannot deny. When I took you with nothing, both ragged and poor, nay, had lent you the topping and gown which you wore. But, mistress, quoth Margery, be not so hot. For the use of your clothes you had half what I got, which amounted sometimes to a crown in a day. Therefore I to my grief did sufficiently pay for the use of your topping, black patches and fans, and the best of my work you took out of my hands. You are but a hussy for telling me so. They were none but my quarterly collies, you know. Honest Thomas the barber and Robin the cook, not a penny or farthing of money I took. But I trusted till they did their wages receive, and at this I was told you did constantly grieve. 'Tis false, pray remember, the counsellor's clerk, which I picked up myself near the strand in the dark, that I brought him home thinking no harm, I declare. I agreed for a guinea, like it my wear, but you ogled him up to your chamber above. Thus I lost a good booty, a pox of your love. The reason of that I will presently clear. He had been my own collie full 3 or 4 year. He gives freely 2 guineas, you bargained for 1. Now I then, understanding straight what you had done, I endeavored to get him from you in a trice, I being resolved to keep up the price. But how did you keep up the price when you brought home a tailor who gave you no more than a groat? It is very well known I ne'er wrought at that rate. I would lie still a month ere a penny I'd bate of a guinea, and that shall be honestly paid. It is such jilts as you that have run down the trade. You see my rich topping, both gaudy and gay. I am coached from a tavern, a ball, or a play, whilst you here in a tawdry dress walk the street, and are glad of a prentice or whom you can meet. I'll not spend my breath on you, and therefore adieu. 'Tis a scandal for me to stand talking to you.